Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. You can buy your book online or join Bishop Lambert for a special book signing on Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church, located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road in Lindenwall, New Jersey. God is calling Christians to a higher level of spiritual awareness. The Christian and the Culture is a valuable resource for overcoming the tricks of the enemy. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We are not warring after the flesh. Stop fighting people. Stop trying to turn other people against people. Humans are not your enemy. They're just people who may have been deceived, people who have the wrong concepts, people who are so battered and bruised from their lives that their protector is the one that you encounter, and you have to get past that particular protector to get to the real person. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that any new relationship with me, any new relationship, they meet my protector. My protector's name is Ricky. And you will meet Ricky. Ricky is cold, distant, and he's not very friendly. Ricky always goes out whenever I go to preach at a church I've never been to before. I thank God for these adjutants because they save me a lot of explanation and embarrassment. In the old days, before the adjutants were with me, I would go to a church and I would sit in the pastor's office and I would be quiet. I don't talk a lot because I don't know this person and I don't want to go into a whole bunch of dialogue with somebody who may talk about me like a dog later. So I don't give my enemies any weapons against me. I keep my mouth shut. And the Bible says even a fool is counted wise when they know how to shut their mouth. So I went to preach at a church in Jersey, and Eric preached, but Ricky went. And after the service, Ricky grabbed his stuff, grabbed his briefcase, and left. That pastor called Bishop Harley and said, "What's wrong with him? We had all this food back there for him. We had all these people waiting to talk," and he went out. Bishop said to him, he said, "You need to understand Bishop Lambert. Bishop Lambert is the kind of person who he's on an assignment, he fulfills his assignment, then he leaves." Understand people. Get to know them. Talk to them. Some people, you may call them mean. They're irritable because they've been hurt in their lives. They did the same thing with Apostle Moore. They called him and said, "The man is crazy. He just came in, went right up to the pulpit, sat down. I was up in my office waiting for him. He was downstairs in the pulpit." I'm not trying to be difficult, but that's me. And you've got to love me and Ricky, because God loves us both. Now, people who know me, they get past Ricky. "Eric, you home?" It doesn't mean I'm schizophrenic. It just means that through years of life, there are only a few places that I'm totally relaxed at. One is in my house. The second is in the house of my family. When I go to their house, I'm just here, just whatever. Because they raised me, and they have the right to talk to me any kind of way, even if they had to, because I know they love me. But when you grow up, you build that defense. But I'm not your enemy, and Ricky's not your enemy. He's just trying to protect Eric. You follow what I'm saying? And so what Paul is saying here, he said, look, we're not fighting people. We're not fighting people. You look at a person and say, oh, they're rebellious and disobedient. Oh, God's going to have to judge them. But then when you take the time to look at their childhood, they didn't have a father. And when you don't have a father, you don't know how to be fathered. And so anyone who tries to tell you what to do is perceived as the enemy. But if you have a father in your life, a significant person who is giving you character building direction, then you can sit in church and submit to your pastor. But how does Satan get there? How does he get there? Oh, praise the Lord. See, you smoking, you drinking, and you eating a lot of chicken. So apparently Satan isn't coming in because you're committing specific sins. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm saved. I don't drink, I don't smoke. Okay, what does that mean? But you gossip. My entire Christian experience, I've seen lines for adulterers, lines for fornicators, lines for liars, lines for drinkers, lines for people with the nicotine demon. I don't understand what that is. But I've never seen a line for a gossiper. I've never seen a line for a backbiter. Because then the whole congregation would have to come down front. And then there's always one who won't come down front so they can go out and tell other people about who came down front. I probably told you this story before with the four pastors who come together for prayer every week. And during one of their prayer sessions, they decided to confess. So the one said, brothers, I need you to pray for me. I have a problem with women, and I tend to fall with the women in my church. The other one said, brothers, I need you to pray for me. I have a problem with drinking, and I always find that I can't resist a good bottle of rum. The other guy says, I need you to pray for me. He said, because I take money, and when I see those offerings come in, I can't help but pick up a couple extra dollars. And the fourth one said, I need you to pray for me because I got a problem with gossip. And y'all all busted. And so we find ourselves labeling sin, thinking that's the point of advantage for our enemy. It is not. For the Apostle Paul goes on to instruct us. He says, for the weapons of our warfare, what we fight with, are not carnal. It's not the gun that you got in your purse or in your back pocket or on your hip. It's not the straight razor you got in your sock. No, that's not the weapons for our warfare. My God, I feel my helper. Let me calm down here. He said, but these weapons, while not carnal, are mighty through God, woo, with the ability to pull down strongholds. Now, what's a stronghold? The best term we can give it from this definition is castle. He's saying Satan builds castles of occupancy in the lives of people. That doesn't mean you're demon-possessed, but he may have a castle in your life. He may have a place that he calls home. Maybe it's your fear of failure, and that becomes the stronghold. So he keeps pushing you to be successful in the eyes of the people, but a failure with God. Maybe it's the fact that you haven't had much education and you fear being perceived as ignorant. So the stronghold makes you read a lot of stuff, say a lot of words that you don't know the meanings to give the image that you're super sophisticated and edumacated. Or maybe you fear your stronghold is being alone. And so you date anybody and accept anything and give up the secret places of your body so that you won't be alone, both male and female. For now we are finding that even men suffer from that stronghold. Your homework assignment is to go home this week and find the stronghold. But know that the weapons that you have been given are mighty through God to enable you to pull those strongholds down. Are you hearing me? I submit to you that America is not in the lap of Satan because it belongs to God. But I will suggest that Satan has erected strongholds in America that cause us to become demonically inspired. We have the stronghold of capitalism, and we fear losing money. So we do anything in our power to gain it. Come on, come on. We fear poverty. So we create programs to keep us from being impoverished. And these programs violate the spirit of the Word of God. God has never intended that people be a ward of the government, because he has given every one of us gifts and ability to market ourselves and be productive. We are not to rejoice because our welfare went through. We are not to praise God because our assistance has been approved. Oh, preacher. These are strongholds in America, the stronghold of self-righteousness. We actually think that we're the only righteous nation on this planet, so much so that we have demonized the Muslim faith. No, I do not stand here to excuse terrorism, but we have committed terrorism. How dare America pontificate righteousness when they have 400 years of abuse of a certain race of people? How dare America stand and say that they're the greatest nation morally on this world when they have more vice and cities set up to have vice? How dare we say that we are better than our oppressors when we violate the very principles that our Constitution has given to us? Strongholds have caused us to become hypocritical. We lock up the young man or the young woman for using crack, but we don't prosecute the ones that bring it into the country. We lock up the young man and give him an extra 5 years for committing a crime with a gun, but we don't go after the individuals that bring it into the country, because we have the stronghold of money. It has become such a stronghold that it is bleeding into worship, and ministry is now fashioned around money. Success in ministry is not how much prayer you can get through, how close you walk to God. Success in ministry now is identified by how big is your car, your house, and the bling bling on your fingers. So much so that they've created an entire doctrine to substantiate greed. The prosperity movement is built on greed. It's not built on the Word of God. It's built on greed. Does God want me to prosper? Yes, but not at the expense of my brothers and sisters. God never intended you to take care of me. Yes, the church has a responsibility to care for the pastor. They that tread out the corn should not be muzzled. I understand that. But it is not for me to go and get vacation homes all over the world and expect you to pay for them. That's a stronghold of greed.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12-1-15-A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.